Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You waited all week. You kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You hid in your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
That's right. You're listening to Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with my beautiful co-host, Patricia Summerlin. Sunny, the California girl. Hello, P.S. What's up, girl?
Hi, Eddie. How are you doing? We got a lot of interesting stuff to talk about today, and I want to thank everyone who's voting for me in the Fab 40 competition. I really appreciate it. Keep voting. Go to that link on my Facebook and Patricia Summerlin on Instagram and vote. Vote till December 15th. I need all the votes and all the love so I can get my story out there in the New Beauty magazine and get a chance for that $40,000, which would certainly help. And
tell them where they need to go to vote.
I just said that. I just told them it's on Facebook, Eddie, Patricia Summerlin. Okay. Facebook. Yeah.
All right. And we have another barn burner of a show this week with the World Series, NFL, and replays in baseball. That sucks. Just for starters, you know, P.S., I can guarantee you one thing. The World Series was a man. It was just unbelievable. And I told you who was going to win in six, didn't I?
Yes, you did. And boy, you were right. You know, and good for the Astros, you know. It's a long time coming. You were right there. So that's nice to sit and watch it up close and personal. I'm kind of jealous. I wasn't there with you. That would have been a great game.
And, you know, they had the parade, and they had over 1 million people at the parade. And, you know, the Astro Nation is kind of like the Mouthing Off Nation. They love their Astros, and our listeners love us and love the show. And it's very, very special when you're looking at 1 million people that's coming out to support you and to give you nothing but love. And the Astros deserve it. They played. Oh, my God. What a game six. Game six, man. You had to strap yourself in.
Yeah,
you know
bet.
What we need to do, Patricia?
Yes, I do. You know what? We'll be back with more Mouthing Off right after this.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites, fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine. He sent me to.
The Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is here. Get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, plus a small seasoned potatoes. That's a better breakfast for just $3 in three easy steps. One, wake up. Two, get out of bed. And three, head to Wendy's for your $3 breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour. Select or request $3 breakfast deal in order to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combos orders. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You're listening to Mouthing Off along with its 2.5 million listeners. I'm Fascinating Mansfield along with my co-host, Patricia Summerlin, better known as Sunny the California Girl. P.S., we're going to challenge Manfred, the Major League Baseball Commissioner, for using too many video replays in baseball. Some of you know that it was umpire Frank Pulley back in 1999 who started the instant replay, quite on his own, by the way. And was criticized around the league. 10 years later, in 2009, instant replay became a quote unquote officially part of the game, which sucks. You know, Manfred sucks. You know, instant replay sucks. And you know, me as a baseball player, and let me tell you something. You could talk to Justin Verlander. He would look at you and say, you know, that's idiotic. I mean, my goodness gracious, who in the hell needs a, you know, to replay a bang-bang play at first base. That's what makes the game great. And you got to go replay that and overturn an umpire, which is 9 out of 10 times correct. I just have a problem with that, P.S.
Right. I guess that would be also a little boring to watch replays. It's like watching, you know, the same old show over and over again. Kind of gets tedious, right? I feel your pain.
Yes.
For sure on that. But to me, it second guesses the integrity of the umpires as well. Baseball
Absolutely.
Is a human sport played by human beings who make mistakes, but more often than not, make the correct call.
Yeah, it goes against everything baseball players and fans appreciate about the game. They want an authentic game without tech taking it over. You know, they've already killed the NFL with all the replays. That's all they do. You know, why do you need referees? That's what's going to happen next. It's going to be like McDonald's. When you go in and order on those boards, you know, that's what's going to happen to baseball. You're going to have an idiot, a damn robot back there calling balls and strikes, and you're going to have people will replaying the plays instead of having umpires doing a bang-bang play at second base or first base or whatever. And it just takes the integrity of the game away, Patricia. And I hate that. I hate that for the fans, believe me.
Yeah, it's. I agree, Eddie. It's. It takes away all the excitement, you know, especially when you're sitting up close and you're like, yeah, it's over. Yeah, he won or whatever the play is. Or, you know, he got into second base. But they have to do that, I guess, just to make sure, you know, he touched his foot on that, you know, pad. Did he make it there? Was it cleared? Was he cleared? Is, you know, and they don't go by the umpire's credibility anymore. You know,
well, that's what's wrong with the game.
That's why
I don't. I hate Manfred. I really despise him as a commissioner. He sucks as a commissioner. He's no baseball commissioner. He's a jabroni. And let me tell you something. When you look at things, and the way you're going to stop a damn ball game in the middle of a World Series to call a guy out or safe on first base and you don't even take in consideration the umpire, and you got six or seven different umpires out there, and you don't think that somebody called it right?
That they're worthy of their own job, that they know what they're doing, because they're umpires and they are supposed to call the shots, not the tech stuff. Yeah, I'm so sick of this tech stuff. It's getting way out of hand, you know? Yeah. Well, next thing you know, we're going to have robots on the field calling the shots.
Better not speak too soon.
But you know what? That's where we're looking. I'll tell you that. We're going to have cars that's going to be flying soon, Eddie. You know, much less.
Yeah.
Come on. We've got robots already out there. So it's kind of scary and it's sad because we want that old school feeling, you know, the way we were raised as kids, you know, watching it up close and personal with all that replay this. Let's replay it real slow. Let's make sure, you know, this happened.
Yeah. And you know, that great call at home, safe,
right?
You know, with the dust flying and boom, he sighs at home. I mean, you know, now they take that away from the fans. Because they want to do a damn replay on it.
And the players. Because they take that away. Yeah. Yeah.
They take that away.
And well, you know what, Eddie?
That's just so.
It's wrong, but that's what we're doing here. And guess what? You know what we got. Now, where we're going with this, announcing.
Where?
I'm the jabronis. Your jabroni of the week.
Salute the sports personalities that have royally stunk up the joint.
Ooh, was that you?
Nope. Must spin the door.
Here's Fast Eddie Mansfield with his Jabronis of the Week.
Well, that's easy. My Jabroni of the Week this week is Manfred for screwing up the game of baseball with instant replays. And I can tell you that. I can preach on this for an hour. I can guarantee you, Manfred, you're a joke. You never played the game of baseball. You never was a baseball guy. And you call yourself a baseball guy. Why in the hell would you allow, you know what's really sad about this whole situation, Patricia, is that the Frank Pulley, he's a damn umpire that brought the instant replay in to kill his own sport. I mean, bottom line is you're bringing an instant replay in not only to mess up baseball, but to kill your job and your guys around you. Well, instant replay will replace you. And he's a guy, it brought it in 1999.
Right.
And why? Why? Why didn't you just go with a judgment call and just live with it? That's just the way baseball used to be. Hey, it's either yes or no. It was no middle ground. And, you know, it was a home run or it wasn't a home run. It was a foul ball or not a foul ball. He was safe or he was out. You know, it's not all this crap now like, oh, let me stop the damn ball game and let's roll the videotape. You know, I mean, come on now. I mean, enough of this crap. It really is.
Well,
and Manfred,
right?
You need to be fired.
I agree, Eddie. He really needs to go. But, you know, that Frank Pulley, wasn't that due to a bad call of a certain umpire back, I think it was in 1998, and that's why that was all created, because there was a big riff over a bad call that an umpire, and they do. Sometimes they make mistakes because they're only human.
Well,
they're only human.
You remember what you said earlier?
Yeah.
It's a human sport.
It is a human sport.
It's a human sport. Okay. True. Humans make mistakes. I make mistakes every damn day. And I can guarantee you, hey, I'd rather live with a baseball, watching a baseball game and an umpire screws up, because I can yell at him. You know what I mean? But you can't yell at him if you back him up and roll the videotape and he's safe. You know, this woke situation, you woke can kiss my ass is what you can. You know that? Because the bottom line
is,
I want to see baseball the way baseball should be played. You know, if the umpire misses a call, so what? Yell at him. That's what he's there for. And if he makes a good one, you don't have to say anything. You cheer for your team. See, that's what's missing. You know, what they're doing is trying to take in society today, this woke situation. Woke, don't you get me going on that crap.
I know.
But I can tell you one thing, that baseball and all sports, they don't need all this tick crap. You need to pack that up and send it back up there to Northern California where it belongs and keep it there and keep it out of sports and let sports have a referee, have an umpire, and let that umpire make that decision and live by that decision. You know, sometimes, you know, you look at umpires and say, oh, that's a ball or a strike or whatever. It's a human sport.
Yeah.
By God, the guys, yeah, but 9 out of 10 times, these guys are right. It's the one time they get crucified when they're wrong. Well, okay, so what? I was wrong. I missed it. Well, you know, they'll probably tell you, you know, on the side, hey, look, I missed that call. It's nothing you can do about it. They're human. But let the humans still run the show. Not some video machine.
I agree. Well, it's just like the school games, you know, the junior and high schools. That's the way they play. There is no replays in that. You know, there's no techie stuff going on there. That's a win or lose. Just like you said, they call it. The umps call it. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Eddie, I agree.
And absolutely. Yeah, and you know, I got so pissed off sitting there. And I was sitting with a girl from Major League Baseball. And I just looked there and I said, you know, this, it just sucks. And so this is ridiculous.
Right.
I said, you know, you're going to make this umpire look stupid. And it pretty much did. It was a bang, bang play at first base. And then they overturned it. And I think it was on Alvarez where it was really close. And they overturned it on a video machine, yeah. You know, and that's just what kills me. It just drives me insane.
That's
sitting there watching
a
great game.
We're going to go bang, bang, and then say we'll be right back with more Mouthing Off.
Mouthing Off all around the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, Don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now then, all over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off. I'm Patricia Summerlin, along with my co-host, Fast Eddie Mansfield. Tom Brady showed the Rams why he's the greatest quarterback of all time. Well, it's about time, Eddie.
Yeah, but Tom showed up at all the right time. He marched the Bucks down the field with less than 1 minute on the clock, which was really cool because they had no timeouts and they beat the Rams. It's 16-13.
That is good, and, but I'm sad they beat my Rams, but okay.
Yeah, but you know something? Your Rams need to step it up. You know, they playing like a bunch of jabronis. You know, they you know, it's sad. You know, you go from Super Bowl to
why?
I don't know what.
You were in the Super Bowl, so this year they're like, we've been to Super Bowl, we're okay, you know? Because they still get their money no matter what.
Yeah, that's the problem. They still get that money, you know?
Exactly. But, yeah, Tom Brady became the first quarterback in the NFL history to reach 100,000 career passing yards. Wow. That's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah.
You think? I mean, that's why he's the greatest of all time. He showed the Rams. I mean, this is really was amazing. He showed the Rams how quick he could move the Bucks down the field. And he moved them so fast and so quick. He looked like the old Tom Brady. I mean, he looked like he used to, you know what I mean? And then he went and took them in for a 16-13 score, and they won the game. And when you look at Tom Brady, he looked like Tom Brady. But down the stretch, he looked that way. Not the whole game, but down the stretch, he looked like Tom Brady. When the money was on the line, Tom Brady showed up.
He had to pull.
And
yeah,
he's a money guy.
Yeah, well, because he had no choice. He sucked in the last games, and I'm sure he's aware of that, and he's heard that. And you know, listen, maybe maybe the divorce is going easier than thought, so his brain is able to come back to the game. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Oh, I understand.
But yeah, he really did good. He showed up and he played.
Yeah, and he has sucked the last 3-4 games. He really has, and you know, it's nothing you can do about it. He had to step it up himself. It was in his head. It wasn't anybody else's head. It had to be Tom Brady to step it up. And he did. He finally stepped it up. And you know, I give him credit. You know, you're 45 years old and you stepped it up. Okay, good.
That's right.
You need to continue that. I mean, because, you know, if it was good enough for you to lose your family over, you better win the Super Damn Bowl. That's what you better lose. I mean, you know, don't lose the Super, you know, don't lose, and you better win the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
And that's it. Because you gave your family up for it.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, he did. You know, trouble in paradise, but hopefully it's winding down to where they're civil and everything is happy, and he's going to show us. I don't know about Super Bowl, but at least he's playing again like Tom Brady. But you know where else there's some trouble? In Packerland. Packers lost to Detroit 15-9. So someone else needs to step it up, like Aaron Rodgers, perhaps.
You think? I think Rodgers. Between you and me, P.S., I think Rodgers has given up on his team. He's given up on his ball team, and he's given up on the city of Green Bay. And because Green Bay, the city of Green Bay, owns the Packers. They're the only team that's owned by the fans.
Isn't that something? Yeah, that's...
Yes.
No, and that is true. And Packers have a great fan base. Like I said, my daughter's a big fan of the Packers, and she lives here in California, you know, and I know several that are from California, but they love the Packers and are really disappointed right now and very sad because they thought they had a good chance and a go of it. But at this stage of the game, Eddie, I don't think so. I think I think Aaron Rodgers let everything go to his head. I think that status of him, you know, being an MVP and then him defeating the COVID stance, I think just gave him a big head. I don't know, but he's not playing like he should.
Well, he's not playing like he should. He's not playing like a leader either. And as a seasoned quarterback and a former MVP and been in the Super Bowl and other things that he's accomplished in his illustrious career, he's let these players down. And, it's like us in the wrestling business. I can remember so many new guys that I trained or I broke in or I helped and gave them knowledge and helped them when they needed help. You know, you need help when you're new. You don't need help when you've been there 5 or 6 years. So what he's missing as a leader and as a quarterback and as a human being, number one, he's not taking care of his rookies. Rookies have become great guys, you know. Just because I'm a rookie 1 year, I was rookie of the year my first year in professional wrestling. And my second one.
Well, we always start as a rookie. Everybody does. It's like getting on a bike.
But your I was first rookie bike. Of the year of the NBA, NWA. Right. So I was helped by people like Terry Funk. Okay. Yep. He gave me knowledge when I needed knowledge. And he guided me when I needed guidance. And Aaron Rodgers needs to do that with his wide receivers. They need knowledge now and they need guidance now. Don't turn your back on them. Tell them what you need and tell them how to do it and tell them how to run that route and how you expect it to run.
That's right.
And you will get that because they want to win too. They're not there to lose. You know, they didn't get to the NFL to be a loser. They want to win.
I definitely agree. But you know what it's time for?
What is it
time
for?
It's time for your All Busted Up.
All Busted Up.
All Busted Up. Well, hell, that's easy, Patricia, this week. You know, it's the Green Bay Packers. From the front office to the head coach to the quarterback to the damn water boy. They suck. The water boy sucks. They need to replace him. And it's like, I mean, they suck. S-U-C-K. You know what that is? Suck.
You heard that.
I mean, that's
guys out there, yeah. Green Bay Packers. Come on, Aaron Rodgers and all, you know, the head coach, too. I agree, to the quarterback, to everyone.
You know what they ought to do in Green Bay? They need to shut down. Do not give any Green Bay Packer a free beer. A free sandwich, free nothing. They're still getting paid millions of dollars to suck. And Aaron Rodgers, you need to get your ass out of town because you're a disgrace as a quarterback and as a leader of the Green Bay Packers. Let me tell you something. If Vince Lombardi was your coach, your ass would have been gone so quick or you'd have been straightened up so fast that it made your head swim.
Absolutely.
And you know something? You're a disgrace to the legacy of the Green Bay Packers because a Bart Starr would never conduct himself the way you conduct yourself. And, you know, enough's enough. You know, you can give a pass only so long until you got to say, hey, guess what? Reality's sinking in there, Jackson. And you know something? You are not showing up. You know, you're like a south end of a northbound mule. That's what you are.
That's it. Well, you know what, Eddie? Let's go to the Bengals.
Uh-oh. Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jetliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along. Well, we flew through Cincinnati. We all got really happy. Grabbed a bowl of that Skyline chili along the way.
42, Panthers 21. The Bengals completely dominated the Panthers en route to it's like unbelievable. They beat them 42-21.
That was a spanking. That was more than beating. That was a couple spankings. That was a whooping.
That was a good spanking.
That was a whooping.
Yeah. Yeah, they made him squeal. It's like, it was good though, you know, because the Panthers, them stupid idiots, they traded McCafferty to the 49ers for a bunch of draft choices. You know, okay, fine. So you just give up on this year, you know, it's like, but the Panthers have beaten some really good teams. And that's what's so shocking. They beat Tampa Bay. And so Tampa Bay loses to the Panthers last week, right? And now the Bengals come in. The Bengals. Now we're talking the Bengals.
There you go.
Your favorite team was the Chili. Bengals.
That's right. And I think they have plenty of that Skyline Chili, but have plenty of work to do to reach the postseason, though. But I still say it's that Skyline Chili. In fact, that sounds pretty good right now because I'm sitting in the snow up here and it's cold. I could use some of that warm Skyline Chili.
Chili.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that chili warm you up. That sounds good for you. And but, you know, there's another game that was great. Oh, my goodness. It was really a good game. And you know, everybody talks about Josh Allen, but old Zach Wilson, you know, with the Jets. You know, the Jets beat the Bills 2017.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. And the Bills, you know, we've spoken about them. They're you know, kind of touted to be
they're going a good to team, Buffalo Bills. Isn't that something? New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills. That was probably a good game to watch, an intense one. I missed that one this time around, but
you know, that was a good one. I mean, they wanted it right at the end. The Jets did, and you know something? I told you that New York's going berserk. They're going Allen. They don't know how to do it.
They have great fans, Eddie. You know, all the New Yorkers. Yeah. And so do the Bills. Bills have great fans here.
Yeah, Bills got great fans. Absolutely.
Yep.
Hey, where do you think we need to go?
Oh, you know where we're going? We'll be right back after these messages.
All over the world.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you have certain chronic conditions such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites, fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Your bills are due on the 13th, but you don't get paid until the 15th. Sound familiar? Life doesn't always wait for payday. Get the NetSpend All Access account for your everyday mobile banking needs and get paid up to 2 days faster with direct deposit. Get started today at netspend.com and go beyond banking. Banking services provided by an account established by Pathward NA member FDIC. Faster access based on comparison of our ACH processing policy versus posting funds at settlement. Deposit account opening is subject to registration and ID verification. Terms and costs apply.
At the United States Postal Service, we're here to deliver fast and reliable service to help you get holiday ready. We offer free package pickup and deliver free shipping supplies to your address. So whether you're in Garland, Texas, Rudolph, Wisconsin, or anywhere in between, we're making it easier for you to spread festive cheer this holiday season. USPS, delivering for America. for all your holiday needs, including info about free shipping supplies, free package pickup availability, and restrictions. Go to usps.com/holidays.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back, and this is Mouthing Off. I'm Patricia Summerlin, along with my co-host, Fast Eddie Mansfield. The World Series Game 6, Nick Castellanos swung, Kyle Tucker chased, and Dusty Baker scribbled.
As the Astros clinched the 2022 World Series at 73, Dusty Baker, Patricia, is the oldest manager to win a World Series. And in 25 seasons, a dozen postseasons into his managerial career. Dusty's tomorrow finally came. Game 6, Astros 4, Phillies 1. And I told you that the Astros will win Game 6.
He sure did.
And I'm so happy for Dusty. You know that? I'm so happy for Dusty that he finally got that monkey off his back. And you know, because, you know, A-Rod had that, you know, about he couldn't produce in the postseason. And there's a lot of guys that had, you know, the bridesmaid, never the bride. And Dusty was that. And Dusty, he's such a player's manager. I'd love to play for him. But he's a player's manager and, you know, his players love him. And finally, you know, the Astros brought it home for him. And, you know, what a ball game. You know, when I was sitting there watching that game and it's just, oh my God. You know, when that home run was hit and they went up 1-0, I said, oh no. Because it was one of those games where you knew that possibly it could be a 1-0, you know, shutout because the Astros wasn't hitting. But then all of a sudden, you know, things came alive. And you know what's going to come alive right now, Patricia? Patricia's Power Player of the Week.
That's right, Eddie. And you know who I have? It's Yordan Ruben Alvarez, born June 27, 1997. Wow. Is a Cuban professional baseball designator hitter and left fielder for the Houston Astros of Major League Baseball. He made his MLB debut in 2019 for the Astros. Now they nickname him Air Yordan, like Air Jordans. Air Yordan.
Right, exactly.
Yep. He stands 6'5", Eddie. Oh my gosh. He's a big boy.
Yeah,
he's
and
he weighs
boy.
Two. Yeah, 225 pounds. And he bats left-handed and throws right-handed, which I think is really cool. And that is my Power Player of the Week because he is amazing.
Yes, he is. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. Yordan Alvarez, he approached the Astros down a run in the sixth. And the Phillies brought in Jose Alvarado. And this guy throws heat. I mean, he throws heat. He threw a 99-mile-an-hour fastball to Alvarez. And Alvarez hit that 99-mile-an-hour fastball 450 feet for a three-run homer. Let me tell you something,
wow,
folks. I was sitting there. He hit that 99. That left the ballpark at 113 miles per hour. That's how hard he hit that ball. He hit it the dead center and up the upper deck, you know, where everybody's eating and drinking and now having a good time. You know, what's really funny, the guy who got the foul ball was wearing Alvarez's jersey, number 44, which was really cool. But he hit that ball so hard and so fast. And this is a lefty versus a lefty. And that's
right.
Really hard in baseball. You know, for a left-handed batter to hit a left-handed pitcher. And
right?
This guy was throwing, he was throwing smoke. And so Alvarez smoked it for him for about 450 feet, and that changed the game.
That was the winner right there. You know,
that kind of sealed the deal. And what they always needed, and then they scored one more run to make it 4-1 because later on in the game, later innings, they had you know, the tying runs on base, you know, first and third.
Yep.
And that,
well, that home run was hit to dead center field, and the pitch was thrown at 99 miles per hour. Left the park at 113 miles per hour.
What does that tell you?
Good. Yeah. You know, and his batting average was 296. .296, we say, and home runs was 98 through the 22 season. And his runs batted was 283. That's pretty outstanding.
I mean, let me tell you, Patricia, it was a shot. I mean, when he hit it, it was a shot, and it was electrifying. It electrified Minute Maid Stadium. I mean, it came unglued. I mean, my good friend Mattress Mac, who happened to win $75 million on the Astros, a sum thought to be the largest recorded win in legal sports betting history. Let me tell you something. They came unglued. And it's like, you know, with the parade, I mean, Mattress Mac is so much a part of the Astros. He was on the float riding with them. And, you know, Mac, I've known Mac since, you know, I was wrestling in the great state of Texas. And I love Texas, as you know. And they just love Mac. I mean, Mac's a cool dude. And he used to do his
promos. Well, now he's a cool rich dude.
Yeah, but he does this every year. I mean, the Astros are in, you know, the playoffs or the World Series. I mean, I know he lost a couple of World Series because of the Astros. They lost. But, you know, what he wins because he gives away mattresses to people who are in need. So he gives back. He's a big giver. And you know, you need more people like that in the world that give and not take. And, you know, I look at things and, you know, Mattress Mac is great for the city of Houston, and the people in Houston love him. They really do. And the Gallery Furniture, that's what he owns.
Oh, nice.
But Mattress Mac.
Well, but Mattress, is he giving back Mattress some of that Mac, $75 million, or what is he doing with that, Eddie? Since you're a friend with him, you know, you should hit him up and say, hey,
I'm gonna hit him up. I had to wait till after the parade, you know. You know, he has to go do his thing, and once he comes off at that high pedestal, I'll go see him. And his name's Steve, and I've known him, you know, forever. And he's a huge, you know, wrestling fan. And I'll never forget me and the grappler, Lenny Denton. I said, let's go in there and see old Mac. I said, I hadn't seen Mac, you know, for ages, you know, when I was in Houston. So we went in there, and I made Lenny take a book. I said, take your book. I said, I don't know if he'll use it. He may use it for toilet paper. I don't know for sure, but take it and sign it for him. I said, he'll probably appreciate it. And so we walked in there. And then a couple of guys walked up to me and Lenny and said, what do you want? Well, what does it look like I want? You know, I said, hey, here's what I want. I said, tell Mac that the Continental Lover and the Grappler is in the house. I said, that's all you need to say. And I said, just hurry up. I said, I don't have all day. And so they went and told Mac, and Mac came a running. You know, and you know, he's really a good guy, and I love him to death. And, you know, I'm so happy for you and winning. I'm happy for the Astros, and you don't need any more money, Mac. You got plenty of money, but he had to set the record, and I'm glad he did. And it's
hopefully
great.
Hopefully he sends it back to the Astros or gives it, donates it to the wonderful, you know, city of Houston. And,
well, he gives, let me tell you something. You know, when they had the big storm and the hurricane in Houston, he opened up Gallery Furniture and put mattresses on the floor and let hundreds of people stay in there and in the safety of Gallery Furniture. And he's one not to back up. He's one that keeps going.
Right.
And he's my kind of guy. You know what I mean? You don't back up. You get going. And so that's the way I live my life.
Well, I take a backup and jump on one of those mattresses of his, you know.
Well, if you ever come to Houston, I'll get you in there and we'll get you fixed up with a damn mattress.
I remember when my girls were little, Eddie, I used to practice with, you know, body flipping them and stuff, and they'd jump on the mattress, but I'm like, come here, let me put you in a fireman's carry. And I drop them on the mattress. Oh, and they loved it. That was some good mattress work. Yeah.
You know what I want to say is that I want to send my condolences to Joe Gibbs.
Oh, yes. And, yes.
You know, I worked with Joe Gibbs and Tony Stewart and J.D. Gibbs and Corey Gibbs. And Corey died with a long-time battle with degenerative neurological disease. You know, and his brother, J.D., who I knew more than I did Corey, I worked with J.D. With Kids Motorsports with Tony Stewart. And J.D. Gibbs, he died in 2019 of the same disease. Can you imagine that? At 49 years old. They both died at 49 years old.
Yeah.
Yes, wow. Both of them did. And both of them were going to take over, you know, Joe Gibbs Racing, you know, for their dad. And they're both passed away. And, you know, my heart goes out. And, you know, what we're talking about is it's a range of conditions that result from a progressive damage to cells and nerves, your nervous system, you know, connecting that are essential for your mobility, you know, your coordination, Patricia, the strength and, you know, your sensations and stuff like that. And, you know, that's what started shutting down on them. And that's what killed them. And it's just a horrible disease. And you don't wish that on anybody. And my heart goes out to Joe Gibbs because he's a great man. Joe Gibbs has got a good heart. He really does. And that's all I can say. And we'll get back to talking. We'll talk a little bit about Astros a little bit more. You know, Jeremy Pena, let me tell you.
He was
MVP, a rookie.
Yep. You know,
He took over for the best shortstop in baseball. Carrera went to Minnesota as a free agent. So he stepped in. And not only was he the MVP of the American League Division Series, but he was the MVP of the World Series as a rookie.
Yep.
Yeah. And he's the first rookie to hit a home run as a shortstop. And Jeremy Pena, I'm telling you, he's the one who put the fire in the Astros to get them going. They were asleep at the wheel, as they say. And then all of a sudden, you know, the young kid says, boom, let's get her going. And so, you know, it reminds me when I was in wrestling, you know, it'd be like me. I would say, you know, try to follow me. You can't follow me. You can't work that hard. I said, follow this match, big boy. I used to tell that stinking Ole Anderson all the time. And when I was in Atlanta, I'd tell him, I said, let me tell you something. Hey, I just walk in the locker room and say, hey, follow that.
That's right.
Yeah, he couldn't follow me. Because he wouldn't take any bumps, old lazy bum, you know? It's like, so, you know, it is what it is, you know?
That's the fun stuff is taking bumps. That's what I like.
Do what?
I said, that's the fun stuff is taking bumps. God knows I...
Yeah, that was my... Let me tell you something. And a lot of people tell you, I never took a bump that I wasn't supposed to take a bump. Because I was a high flyer. That's what I did. And I enjoyed it. And I enjoyed bumps. And I don't enjoy them now because I feel them all. But it's like, back then, you know, I really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, Patricia,
absolutely,
what we need to do?
Yes, Eddie. We're going
to
be
what would we need to do?
Back with more Mouthing Off.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water.
Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All over the world.
Hey, we're back with Mouthing Off, and I'm sitting here with my wonderful co-host, Fast Eddie Mansfield. And there's a reason why they say fast, because boy, he's got a fast pitch. And he's one of the best wrestlers I know. A good human being, too, I might say. And you know what? It doesn't get any better to be next to you with Mouthing Off, Eddie. I really appreciate all our listeners. And, you know, hey, what a good show today we've had. And thank you for, you know, just being you. And through my cough, I hope the cough didn't come through today, because I tried to hold that back. And everybody out there, you know, I appreciate all your voting. Vote for Patricia Summerland, Fab 40. And that's on my Facebook. Find the link and vote, vote, vote. I very much appreciate it. I know it gets tedious to do it every day, but hey, every vote helps. And I want to get there by December 15th. I want to be in first place so I can tell my story. That's what's important.
Well, we'll tell you a story one way or the other. And it's great to you know, co-host along with you, Patricia. We do great job each week, and I'll pat ourselves on the back. And because if we don't, nobody else will. And so I look at it this. We had a great show today. You know, I'm very sorry for the Gibbs family, and my hat's off to them. But, you know, the Astros are world champions. And that speaks volumes. And I'm so happy for Justin Verlander. He got the monkey off his back. Dusty Baker got the monkey off his back. And the Astros are world champions and had a great parade. And over a million people at the parade in Houston, and which is just a great sports town.
And, absolutely. I agree. And Jeremy Pena winning the Golden Glove, right? You know,
well, he won the Golden Glove. He won an MVP in the American League series, and he also won the MVP and the World Series. So this kid, all of a sudden, is a huge star because he earned it. You know, it's nothing's ever given; it's always earned. Always remember that. You know, luck is when hard work meets opportunity, and this show is a barn burner. And we burned the barn up.
We sure did, Eddie. And you know what? We want to say thanks for listening. And you know what? We'll be back next week with more Mouthing Off.
See ya.